U.S. car companies announced their profit statements this week. How are things looking, Jack?
Well, they're all still making money, you know, which is the good news. Chrysler did spectacularly well compared to a year ago. Their sales were up 20%. GM and Ford were down, and their main problem seems to be in Europe, where, of course, there's been the European economic crisis, and Ford especially is losing tons of money in Europe, and probably both well for the foreseeable future. One thing that nobody commented on that stood out to me is that GM now has about an 18.5% market share in the United States, but its market share in China has zoomed to almost 14%. So it could be that someday they'll have a bigger market share there.
Now that Michigan schools are getting a little leeway in the No Child Left Behind Act, the state has come up with a new way to monitor academic achievement. What's the plan, Jack, and do you think it's going to be effective?
Well, they're now dividing schools, Rena, into three groups. The top group is called Reward, though those are the schools that are doing very well. The bottom schools have been renamed Priority, and if they don't shape up, the state's saying they may be transferred to a new academic achievement authority. But then there's a new middle category called Focus. And these are schools that may on paper be doing very well, but where there's a wide gap between the top students and the bottom students. There are people who are either doing very, very well or very, very poorly, and they want to concentrate on those schools. And what's not clear to me, I think the categories make some sense, but what's not clear at all, at least to me, is how they're going to go about remedying this, and the state's been a little vague on that.
Well, finally, primary elections are coming up on Tuesday. What races should we keep an eye on, Jack?
Well, I think everybody has a lot of different local races, and you know, Rena, a lot of these races are really going to be decided in the primary in one-party district, but on the congressional front, the hottest race of all may now be the 11th district, where incumbent Congressman Thaddeus McCotter didn't make the ballot and then quit. There's races in both the Democratic and Republican sides. Republican, the only name on the ballot is Kerry Bentivoglio, who's a Tea Party supporter, and regular Republicans are trying to get people to write in the name of Nancy Cassese, a former state senator. On the Democratic side, Syed Taj, the former chief physician at Oakwood Hospital, is the preferred candidate, but there's a man named William Roberts who has a more perhaps conventional-sounding name, who is in fact a LaRouche supporter and runs around in a van with President Obama with a Hitler mustache painted on it. So Democrats are hoping, mainstream Democrats, that he doesn't win, and how both these primaries turn out will be very key to which party controls this congressional seat after November.
Well, we'll be watching, and I'm sure you will be too. Thanks for everything, Jack.
Have a great weekend, Rena.